This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fighting raged in Sudan on Friday despite rival forces agreeing to extend a truce aimed to stem nearly 2 weeks of warfare that has killed hundreds and caused widespread destruction. In the capital, Khartoum, where foreign nations are scrambling to organize mass evacuations of their citizens, Turkey's defense ministry said a military transport aircraft came under fire. Witnesses reported mass looting as gunmen fired rockets in bitter urban battles in the western Darfur region. Citing security concerns, the World Food Program says it's been forced to temporarily suspend its humanitarian operations in Sudan, which already had food shortages before the current conflict erupted 2 weeks ago. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
WFP says around 15 million people, a third of Sudan's population, already face hunger. With evacuations underway, millions more are dealing with food shortages inside the country. Brenda Kariuki is WFP's senior regional communication officer in Eastern Africa.
With this crisis, we are afraid that millions more will plunge into hunger.
The crisis has triggered a huge displacement crisis, with thousands of Sudanese and South Sudanese refugees fleeing to neighboring countries seeking safety and protection. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis blasted the quote-unquote adolescent belligerence that brought war back to Europe and says the continent must recover from its founding spirit of peaceful unity to confront Russia's war in Ukraine. Earlier, people in Budapest waved flags and cheered as Pope Francis waved from his passing motorcade. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence appeared before a grand jury probing former President Donald Trump's role in efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
A source familiar with the matter told Reuters about the case on Thursday. Multiple black SUVs with black-tinted windows were seen leaving the Washington Federal Courthouse parking garage. Security was beefed up more than usual at the courthouse, and a bomb-sniffing dog was spotted in the hallway. ABC News and NBC News earlier reported that Pence stayed more than 7 hours inside. Representatives for Pence had no comment. Earlier this month, Pence disclosed he would not appeal a judge's order for him to testify to the federal grand jury about conversations he had with Trump leading up to the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tu. Meanwhile, the U.S. Air National Guardsman in the northeastern state of Massachusetts is staying behind bars after a judge put off decision on whether he should be held in jail till his trial. Prosecutors said 21-year-old Jack Teixeira kept an arsenal of weapons and said on social media he would like to kill a ton of people. The court filings raised new questions about why Teixeira had such a high security clearance. The U.S. Army says two helicopters have collided and crashed in Alaska. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Two AH-64 Apache helicopters based at Fort Wainwright near Fairbanks, Alaska, collided and crashed Thursday on their way back from a training flight. According to a statement from the U.S. Army, two soldiers died at the scene. A third died on the way to a Fairbanks hospital, and a fourth soldier is being treated for injuries. The crash happened near Healy, Alaska, a small town about 10 miles north of Denali National Park, a popular base for tourists that was made famous by the book Into the Wild. The Apaches were from the 1st Attack Battalion, 25th Aviation Regiment. In a statement, Major General Brian Eifler with the 11th Airborne says it's an incredible loss for these soldiers' families, their fellow soldiers, and for the division. I'm Jennifer King.
British Broadcasting Corporation Chairman Richard Sharp resigned on Friday after an independent report found he had breached public appointment rules by not disclosing potential conflict of interest in his role in securing a $1 million loan for then Prime Minister Boris Johnson. His exit comes at a high time of heightened political scrutiny of the British public broadcaster. A high-profile row with highly paid presenter Gary Lineker over neutrality dominated headlines in Britain last month. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.